So with this text, which is our assigned second reading for this coming Sunday, and it's picked because it is combined with two other texts. The gospel reading is the story of a man who descends into hell, and he's a rich man, and he has his servant named there's a poor man named Lazarus who he pretty much ignored his whole entire life, and now Lazarus is on the good side of the afterlife, and this old rich man is on the bad side of the afterlife, and Abraham tells the rich man that he can't be quenched with water, and why is he bothering to ask Lazarus about this? And then it's the other part is a warning to the people who are well-to-do from Amos, who is a prophet of the Old Testament, one who's particularly particularly loudmouth and one who calls out people. But the wonderful thing about this letter to Timothy, and I don't have a lot of good things to say about Paul's letters to Timothy, but this letter to Timothy has some really good stuff in it. Because, now, to be cursed with being rich. Who would like to be cursed with being rich? I know. What a curse that could be, to be able to have enough money in order to do what we want to do, whatever we want to do. Right, that's really be annoying. You know, I'd like to be cursed with being rich. And I would like, because, you know, as so many people, you know, Michael, what do you tell me if you were going to win the lottery? What are you going to do with the money when you win the lottery?
I'd give about 90% to the church.
Give about 90% to the church. Right. Okay. Yes. And so, what do you, Dana, you win the lottery. What do you do with that money?
Start a college.
Wow. That's a lofty goal. So how come there aren't more people winning the lottery who do these kind of things? Right.
Well, we don't buy lottery tickets.
We're not the kind of people that buy lottery tickets. But I think, you know, I have actually met some people who won the lottery. And, you know, they were very good, you know, good people, you know. I used to work with a lady, but she had a nice gold watch, you know. So, but she still worked because she liked working. But you didn't suddenly see, you know, people on the streets were still on the streets. And people were still hungry. And, you know, the lottery doesn't really change that much. It might change one person's life or two people's lives, but it doesn't really change much in society around them. And so the good thing about this reading from Timothy is that he's not condemning the rich. He's not saying the rich are destined to hell. He doesn't say money is the root of all evil. He does not say money is the root of all evil. That is a major misquote. He says the love of money is the root of all evil. And he doesn't say that you are condemned, because Jesus does tell us in one of the parables that he says that it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. But Paul is saying, when he writes to Timothy, he's telling him, no, the rich, just like everyone else, has a chance to be into the kingdom of heaven. They just have to behave themselves in a good manner. They have to look out for other people. You know, and so when we, you know, have money, it's good to give it away. It's good to share. It's good to do good things. And it's good to be good people. And what I get from that is that this is the gospel for everyone, not just those of us who are hopeful, not just those of us who struggle through life, not just for those of us who have a lot of hardships to deal with, who might not be sure of where our next meal was. Because, you know, okay, we're lucky living in Berkeley, right? You know, because you almost guaranteed to have a meal every day of the week, even if you're on the street. Every day of the week, you can find somewhere to eat. That's not the case for everybody everywhere in the country. And you know, if you're one of these people who we know some of those people who can't get in because they've been banned from every single place that they go to because of their behavior of one way or another. But, you know, for most of us, you know, we're doing pretty well as far as being able to be fed. And I know everybody doesn't have a place to sleep all the time. And many of us do. But, you know, we have this hope And the hope doesn't just belong to us. The hope does belong to rich people. You know, I got to say, you know, as easy it is to condemn, and I wish a lot more rich people would be generous with their money. And, you know, I think I've got a lot of great ideas for the church, right? I think we could do some really nice things with this building. You know, just give us some money. But it's also a good thing that salvation doesn't depend on that. Salvation doesn't depend on people giving us money. You know, they can, you know, we are saved by faith through grace. And that's because Jesus died on the cross for all of us. For those of us who have been selfish and for those of us who have been abusing other people, and for those of us who have abused substances and put them in our body, and for those of us who have gotten in fights, and for those of us who have had mean thoughts about other people. Salvation is for all of us. Jesus has forgiven all of us, every one of us. And we just have to embrace that faith and be welcome into heaven. And that, my sisters and brothers, is the good news that you can take home with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.